Hello, it's great to have you with me. I'm Kim Clyden, former ABC radio presenter and children's book author, creating a community of people who care about children. How do we nurture creative, connected, resilient, emotionally intelligent, and empowered children? And they say it takes a village. So if you're feeling overwhelmed by the responsibility, you're not alone. I believe we can change the narrative for our children, but to do that, we need to change our story. How many friendships made in early childhood last a lifetime? Well, in my own life, the answer is none. But for others, those early bonds create lasting connections. My guest today is someone whose life milestones span continents, cultures, and communities. His mission is rooted in something beautifully simple: social impact as a force for good. James Kellock was born in Scotland, but his childhood was anything but ordinary. At just 2 months old, he, along with his siblings and mother, moved to the UK to live with his grandmother, while his father worked in Saudi Arabia. 4 months later, the family reunited, and James spent his earliest years immersed in a culture far from home. He would go on to complete much of his primary schooling in Dubai. Those early influences of cultural richness and the experience of belonging across borders planted the seeds for the global kindness movement James is leading today. An organisation built on a bold truth that every person has the ability to lift someone else, spark hope, and make a difference. As the founder of All We Can Foundation, what began as a grassroots initiative in schools, churches, and community groups has grown into an international platform helping people transform everyday kindness into measurable impact. James believes that when we create environments where kindness is recognised, celebrated, and repeated, we shape not only individuals, but cultures. Welcome, James. Considering you spent your childhood across multiple countries, how did your family foundation shape your perspective today?
Well, heritage and our history was quite important. What was the feeling I said, a sensation I definitely got early on. Like, one of the earliest sort of memories or stories was that when my brother was born, my dad, my grandfather, my dad's side, was delighted because someone would carry the family name.